We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
I lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah.
To all my peoples in the
Welcome store. Back, everybody.
It's all good, baby.
Whoa.
Yeah. I told you, that's some big sad, right, Leroy?
Nah, that's, look, you know what? I'll say this about most people. Like, you have these guys who are hard asses, right? And you never see this side of them.
Right.
Right. And so it
Bro,
just.
How about Troy Aikman with a sting?
But then what happens is that they become almost like caricatures when they get done with football.
Right.
So, like, you look at Jimmy Johnson, you're thinking, wow, this guy was tough. And now, you know, he does that show with them guys. It's all fun and games.
Right.
So you don't, a lot of people don't realize that, yeah, man, he was.
Well, obviously, Jimmy Johnson is beloved down here because he's a legendary Miami Hurricanes head coach. Not a great stint as head coach of the Miami Dolphins, but did sign some elite talent. I mean, Jason Taylor, Zach Thomas, who might get in the Hall of Fame.
What's the playoff week. Games?
Won some playoff games.
Remember fans? You complained they could only win one?
Yeah, I know.
Did leave us with one stat.
I wasn't complaining back then. I was like a youngster. I didn't know how to complain.
But he did.
Oh, no, but you learned.
Yes.
Young Padawan. He learned.
but you know, it was kind of strange it's taken this long for him to get this
right.
call.
I was just shocked. When you told me, I'm like, he's all the way over in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Because when you think of some of the coaches that have gotten in, I mean, his resume is just as good as,
oh yeah,
you know, theirs.
Oh, yeah. So here yesterday, this was on Fox during halftime of Seahawks and Packers, and Jimmy Johnson is surprised on the set of the halftime show with an announcement.
Well, a dominant first half by the Packers as we welcome you to the Visa halftime. We've got a full house here on the football field, but there's always room for one surprise guest, especially when it's this man coming in right now from the Pro Football Hall of Fame, David Baker, the president.
Kurt, good to see you, Kurt.
How are you?
Mr. Good to see you.
Baker, how are you doing, sir?
Good. Hall of Famer?
Great to see you.
Hall of Famer.
Yeah, let the man go.
Hall of Famer. Hall of Famer.
Wow.
Coach, on behalf of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and all those fans that are watching, and all of us who love this game.
I'm very close to seeing you do this.
Thank you, Coach, for all you've done for the game. Thank you for all you're going to do for the game. Thank you for the history that you've made and the lives that you've impacted. Thank you. It's my great honor to tell you that you're going to be the 328th Hall of Famer into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And your legacy is going to be in Canton, Ohio forever. Congratulations, Coach. Congratulations.
Congratulations. Oh, hey, Bob. Oh, my God. That is awesome.
Man, nobody's happier about anything whenever it happens to anybody than Terry Bradshaw.
Does he go over the top with everything,
God,
right?
Everything.
Everything.
Everything. But like, and look, there's something on radio, like, it doesn't do it justice. So we'll retweet it if you guys haven't watched it, because like, they cut to Troy Aikman, and Troy Aikman's like in the booth, and he's got the sting in his eyes.
Hey,
he's got like his eyes are like glazed over of tears.
By the way, he's not ready for the game yet, right? He got to go get shaved up and everything.
Because
he's looking rough.
Yeah, he was looking a little.
He's looking rough.
He was looking a little bit haggard, but yeah, they go to Troy Aikman, and
he's like, wow.
I mean, you know, they've got the face of Jimmy Johnson. Tough-ass Jimmy Johnson's just got, like, the mouth
right.
open.
He's, but he hasn't been.
The quivering lip.
He hasn't been tough in 20 years, right?
Yeah, that's right. True.
And so I think when you get away from it and you around other guys who've been in it, you know, they kind of, like, you kind of soften up because, you know, you don't have to be that guy anymore.
Yeah, well, shout out to Jimmy Johnson.
Shout out.
Congratulations to him. Let's get to some headlines.
The
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a Radio.com sports station.
For the end of this segment, keep on listening. We'll give a pair of tickets away to AEW. If you guys are wrestling fans, want to go to that, it's going to be at the Watsco Center on Wednesday. So keep tuned for your cue to call.
There was a second part to that. Jimmy Johnson, he did give a speech.
Ooh.
After he found this, you get ready to punch yourself in the junk.
All right.
The only thing I can think of is all the assistant coaches that have worked for me, all the great players that have played for me.
Damn you,
they're
Jimmy!
The reason I'm here, and they're the reason I can't talk.
All right.
No.
Stop the tape.
I mean, this is so special to me because when you put in the work that we put in, it's nice to know people appreciate it.
Oh my God.
Woo. What almost got us last week? What the hell?
That was Chris Silva.
Chris Silva's mom.
Where's my mom? I feel like I'm watching a daytime lady show.
Oh my goodness.
I'm tearing up.
Enough already.
Jimmy Johnson. He was surly.
I know.
Now, there's another guy.
It's going to be you when Tannehill wins the Super Bowl.
Oh. Wait.
I told you.
Hey, there's another guy. If he tears up, I'm definitely losing it.
Oh, damn.
Bill Belichick? If Bill Belichick tears up, come on, man.
I don't think he will.
Never.
No, there's
happen.
No way.
Never gonna happen.
No way.
Oh yeah.
If he tears up, what?
His reaction's gonna be like, all right, thanks.
Now I tell you what.
I knew it all along. I'm best.
How people feel about Jimmy Johnson? You don't want to hear this. That's how they feel about Nick Saban.
Nah.
The guys that play for him. Nah. Absolutely.
I don't want to hear it.
Absolutely, man.
I don't
coaches
hear it.
Like, guess what? When they talk about Don Shula, the guys that play with Don Shula. He was tough. It's something about that profession.
I just like this text. Somebody goes, everyone giving Tannehill and Henry all the credit. Those hogs up front are getting the job done.
No, I'm going to tell
you. A funny term.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you like this. When you are the same size as said hogs, chances are you don't need them as much as you think. I mean, you go look at some of those plays. A lot of those plays, the pile's just getting pushed, and he just comes out of the other end because they're tired of hitting him.
Yeah.
Now, of course, you're going to give credit to the offensive lineman.
Another text writes in, showed this video to my wife, and she cried. She doesn't even know who that is.
Right. Who's the old guy? Yeah. I don't know. Look like he got something great. Who is he?
Old men crying. Old men crying. He's got the beautiful silver fox hair, and he is just weeping, broken down, finally getting some recognition that, quite frankly, is long overdue.
Right. Like, think about it. When is the last year, Coach? 2000?
It was 2000.
2000. Yeah. 20 years for him to get
62 to 7 was his last game.
20 years for him to get in the Hall of Fame. Jimmy Johnson.
It took Cowher a while too.
No, but
not as long as Jimmy. Not as long.
Hold on. Jimmy Johnson and Bill Cowher. Bill Cowher's a great coach. He ain't Jimmy Johnson, right?
I don't think so.
Like, what? I mean, because guess what? Here, let me put it this way. When Bill Cowher took over Pittsburgh, they were already decent. That organization runs it. runs themselves in a way they're never going to be out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? When my man took over Dallas, when Jimmy Johnson took over Dallas, right? What? They were 1-15 the first year?
Yep.
And within 2 years, they won, what, 3 out of 4 Super Bowls?
You know what did it? That Herschel Walker trade got all those picks.
Oh, right. Okay. But again, whatever it was, right? He took it from nothing to like team of the 90s almost.
Let's hear him one more time. Can I hear Jimmy Johnson cry one more time? Nah, I feel like he deserves it. He deserves it to remember, if you're driving right now, hold on to your boys because it's about to get misty up in here.
The only thing I can think of is all the assistant coaches that have worked for me, all the great players that have played for me, they're the reason I'm here. And they're the reason I can't talk.
All right.
No.
Where's your Bob?
I mean, this is so special to me because when you put in the work that we put in, it's nice to know people appreciate it.
Man. What else we got, Robbie? I need to move off of this.
Well, the complete opposite to trade this from Jimmy Johnson. He was the former coach of the University of Miami.
Yeah.
Now the Miami Hurricanes are kind of doing similar things back then, but those Jimmy Johnson's Canes were actually winning. The Canes are back to partying. Apparently, Barry Jackson with the latest bomb that everyone was out. A lot of prominent players out partying the night before losing to FIU.
I know. You know what the funny thing about this is to me, too? I loved all the former Hurricanes that are coming out from, like, the last couple of years, and they're just like, hey, bro, who's snitching? Like, that's not the reaction I want you guys to be having.
Yeah, you do.
Not really. Yeah,
let me explain something.
Not really.
Let me explain something to you. If there's a player or a coach or a graduate assistant that's got their business out there like that, that's far more damaging than the actual acts.
Well, hold on. First of all, that's going to be happening a lot because this has been
Everybody's trying to save their own ass.
Well, it's not only that. It's like there's a lot of people who, like, first of all, everybody's like, there's a great meme going around right now of Tekashi 6ix9ine, and it says Lingard when Barry Jackson pulls up for a scoop. And because everybody thinks Lorenzo Lingard left and now is just spilling all the dirt to Barry Jackson. Now, I don't know if it's Lorenzo Lingard. They just said veteran Canes player. Who knows?
I mean, he wouldn't qualify as a veteran.
I guess not, because he doesn't play very much. But it's a funny thing where, you know, you're getting this news that, like, yeah, there's apparently a partying culture, especially in the quarterback's room, which is just like, huh? But to be honest with you, like, you think about how we were feeling about, like, Jaren Williams' season, where it was just a roller coaster of up and down and breaking the school record for most touchdowns in a game and then looking like a chump against FIU. What else could you chalk it up to? I mean, I guess you could just say, well, he's just not that good. But it's like you watch him in some games and you're like, man, this guy looks like the answer. And then other games, it's just like, I don't recognize him. He's getting beat. He's getting beat by FIU.
It's shut out by Louisiana Tech in the bowl game.
Yeah. So I don't know. Like, the thing that, you know, I know I saw, you know, part of the story is also that they want there's some talk that the drug use is a little bit too much going on and that their parameters are a little too loose. Like, they have their system right now, I believe, is first offense. 10 hours community service. Second offense is a game suspension. Third offense is a 3 to 4 games.
It's a 3 to 4, yeah. It's like 30% of your season.
So now people are saying, well, too many guys were taking advantage of the first strike. Like, they didn't care. They were doing so many drugs, and they just do the community service. And they want Manny to go to a 3-strike system, which is 1 game, 3 games, banned for life.
Okay. How many players would he still have on the team if he did that?
I don't know.
Isn't it more important to teach you not to get the first strike? Like, come on.
You know what I got to say about this?
Go here. Let me ask you a question.
The damage is done, my friend.
Exactly. You go to Alabama, right?
Okay.
You think they're thinking, oh, well, 1 strike, I'm not going to get penalized that much. I'm going to go ahead on and smoke that weed. You think they thinking that there? Like, you want to talk about the mentality? That's what's wrong with the mentality. Like, come on. If you're in that building and if your priorities are to win football games, right, then handle yourself accordingly. If it's the coaches talking to the players, if it's the former players, if it's whatever, we need to know what your intent is as a player. If you want to be part of the reason why the University of Miami turns it around, then you need to act accordingly. If not, let us know and be on your way. End of discussion. Shouldn't be all these strikes. There's certain things you... Oh, let's do it with regular crimes. Hey, if you kick one person's ass, we're only going to put you in jail for a day.
Yeah.
Right? But the second or third offense, then it's going to build up. Then you're going to have people out there thinking about, well, you know what? It's only a day in jail. I'm going to go ahead on and kick some ass. That's what that's like. Are you serious? At what point do you want to think, if you're a University of Miami fan, right? You want to think, hey, you know what? It's just his first time. Say that a bunch of times. How good is your team going to be? Get out of here with that.
What did you want to say about it, Robbie?
Damage is done, my friend.
You're trying to change the policy all you want to. What's done is done. This is the
you
one.
You don't think Manny being more of a disciplinarian will get
no one's going to take him seriously.
Man, if he's on a boat.
He's on a boat.
Well, we don't know that he's drinking on that.
We don't know that he's taking it that serious either when he's out there doing his thing.
Man. Well, he did allude to something. Like, he was saying something about the culture afterwards where he was saying things got to change in the culture and all that.
Starts with him.
Does it?
Yes.
You think Manny's out there with a funnel like Will Ferrell?
Let me ask you a question.
The rules that we live by here at UM. You can come to Miami, and for 3 or 4 years while you're at Miami, you can compete for championships every year. Or you can go somewhere else and get your ass kicked by Miami every year you play. And that's it.
So,
that guy.
I'm gonna take that little tidbit right there, right? And I'm gonna show you why, right? Why everybody has to handle themselves differently. Because Manny is the coach. So he knows what the real issues are in this team, okay? The real issues before the season started were protection and accountability, right? You couldn't depend on certain guys because they were either injured or they had other issues. So as a head coach, you have to fix those things first. But if you're saying things like that, right, you got turnover chains, you got turnover rings, right?
As young men,
now you start thinking, oh, that's how we doing things now.
Bradley Kaya puts on the story, geez, who's snitching this hard?
Right. You think the problem's going to get better if somebody's putting all that business
out
there?
Well, this is what I would say. Okay. I don't think Ken Dorsey was out there partying.
Exactly, because they were all about winning.
No, but I'm saying the quarterback to me, I want them to be somewhat of a nerd. Like, you go out there.
You want the quarterback to exude. You want the quarterback to be an example of how things need to be done.
Like, do you think Tua's been out there? Like, people say, you don't think they smoke weed in Tuscaloosa? I'm sure there's tons of weed smoking going on in Tuscaloosa. What else are you going to do there, quite frankly?
It ain't in the quarterback room.
We got some real partying going on down
Jalen
here.
Jalen Hurts graduated in 3.5 years.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the kind of guys they got in their locker room.
Yeah, man. Like, I don't think Tua is out there. Like, if Tua was the quarterback of Miami, I don't think a guy like that is going to live or going to different clubs and whatnot.
You're,
I don't.
You got, who'd you have? Brad Kaya wasn't doing it.
Nah, I don't think
he was.
No. Okay.
If Brad Kaya is complaining that snitching is going on, that sounds to me like somebody who liked the party.
No, sounds like he was on a team. You don't snitch on.
You like to compile, that's for sure.
No, here, wait, Ja'Cory Harris,
pink pimp suit.
Yeah, right.
They'll never live that down.
No, he shouldn't.
That was a great comment. Oh, I would have loved it.
Really, there's just a certain way that if you play quarterback on any team, certain way you have to handle yourself. Just like, what did I tell you? I said, I don't know nothing about Baker Mayfield. I'm not drafting a guy who cannot run.
One of the smartest things I thought Romberg ever told me was as soon as this Tate Martell came out with the million follower Instagram girlfriend, he goes, too hot. Too hot for a college quarterback. You haven't earned anything yet. And he was, look, it kind of seems right with all the stuff that was going on after the season. Couldn't handle it. It was too much. You upped your stock too much. You need yourself a nice lady from chem class, you know? Hair in a bun.
Science.
Glasses. Science. You know? Maybe it's some little cutie who's studying philosophy. Instagram model out there with Dan Blazarian riding tortoises. No! No, I can't have my quarterback with somebody that hot. That's ridiculous. He's a child. You need to earn that kind of hotness. You need to get that kind of empty Instagram model when you get, like, your money. And that's when you get that in Miami. Third-string quarterback for the Canes. What? Too much too soon. We're back after this. Oh, right now, Caller 3 gets themselves a pair of tickets to AEW. All Elite Wrestling is coming to the Watsco Center. You guys want to go watch the likes of Chris Jericho, the Young Bucks, Cody Rhodes, our boy, Cody Rhodes, son of Hard Times, Daddy.
Hard
Legacy.
Time.
Jim Ross is going to be in studio with us tomorrow. But if you want to go see AEW right now, call 786-360-0790. You'll win yourself some tickets to All Elite Wrestling Dynamite this Wednesday, January 15th at the Watsco Center. You can get tickets at Ticketmaster.com. But right now, call a 3 to our line, 786-360-0790. We'll get themselves a pair of tickets to AEW. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy.
Wow. It's only been an hour and a half. I feel like we've been through all the emotions.
I know, man. It's been a crazy day.
We've gone from
jubilation from Leroy because of Ryan Tannehill.
Hey, you forcing that on me.
Well, because it would have been ridiculous for us to start a show today, and you're here talking about the Vikings, which was the least interesting game of the weekend, and you're not gonna go out, get on your swagger pony and ride all over the listen, nobody, I don't care what anybody says. Like, I know, like, you know, like Hawk and Crowder and Solano, they're gonna do their little Tannehill Monday today. Nah. Couple of Johnny come latelys on that show. Nobody has been defending Ryan Tannehill, not even Mrs. Tannehill, more than Leroy Horde in this market. This guy has ridden and died with Ryan Tannehill from the start. So I am not starting a Monday show where Ryan Tannehill is a win away from playing in the Super Bowl, which is in Miami. I'm not gonna do that. He needs to basket, because I would kill for a day like that.
That would be the
day the Heat sign Giannis Antetokounmpo. That's going to be what this day would be like for Leroy, a win away from the Super Bowl. I mean, other than the other two times where he's going to obviously go to the Super Bowl and then win the Super Bowl, because that's going to happen, because this is all of this year is just meant to line up and mock the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Just extra hard.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that. Like, I don't, like, everybody told me I was crazy on Friday. Right, Robbie? Wasn't that crazy? Oh, you, what? You think Tennessee has a chance against, no chance. No, man.
I thought I had a chance in the first half.
Of all these games, there were two games where the teams I felt were evenly matched. Seattle and Green Bay, right? And Tennessee and the Ravens. Not because of the talent. It's because when you have two teams that go out of their way to run the football, it makes for a fast, close game. I did not think Tennessee would do that, but I'm not shocked, because that's the kind of game both of those teams play. So, like, yeah, man, that, like, it. If you know what, when I was in Minnesota, like, it felt good to be on a good team.
I'm sure.
Right? Like, not for anything.
I wonder what that's like.
But again, we had. Let me go through the list of quarterbacks we had. With Randy Moss, Chris Carter, Jake Reed, Robert Smith, and myself. And an offensive line that had a Hall of Famer and Pro Bowlers every year.
Now, is this the one that also did the partying?
No, I wasn't there. That was after.
Convenient.
Right. So, when I got there, Warren Moon was hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Brad Johnson became the quarterback, right? Then Brad Johnson got hurt. Randall Cunningham took over. Then Randall Cunningham got banged up a little bit, and we had who's the quarterback from that was in Indy, came from Illinois. He came out my draft. Mm-hmm. Jeff George.
Oh, Jeff George.
Jeff George was the quarterback.
Hose.
Right? Then Jeff George left, and then Dante Culpepper. So I give you all those quarterbacks, right? And we all say, oh, man, that guy was great. Randall Cunningham, I think, won Comeback Player of the Year, right?
But it's just like, you
know
what?
It's the player. It's the team.
And Dante Culpepper goes to the Dolphins.
He goes to the Dolphins. And then what does he do when he goes to the Raiders? He comes here and he scores 5 touchdowns and points to his knee.
He also threw, like, 3 passes.
Whatever, man. Whatever. Because he came
here on the revenge game,
and he danced on the Dolphins' grave.
But see, you pick and choose how you want to use the stats.
I'm not using stats. I'm using accomplishments. Okay. He waltzed in after being a buster with the Dolphins. He waltzed in and five touchdown their ass.
I recall, you know, coming in here and us having a conversation about Ryan Tannehill, and I'm saying a win is a win. And you're like, no, you can't win with that guy. I said, a win's a win.
No.
And you would say, no, but he's not doing anything. I'm like, a win is a win. And now you're basically throwing the same thing in my face. I don't care. They're winning.
Well, what else can I say? I mean, like, he's a win away from the Super Bowl.
Here, all I want you to do is acknowledge this fact. And this is all I've ever wanted anybody to acknowledge. Don't get caught up on a quarterback. Get caught up on your team, because that's going to last longer than you searching for a franchise quarterback, because most franchise quarterbacks are not found in the top five.
Texter writes, and I'm not sure if it's genuine or not, but it's like three hosts on the station are claiming to have Tannehill's back. Maybe they all did. I'm not saying that the guys didn't have their back. I'm telling you, nobody's had Ryan Tannehill's back longer than Leroy Horde, not even his wife. That's what I'm telling you. Because there's not an argument I've had more on this show than the qualities of Ryan Tannehill as a quarterback. We have had more segments about that than anything else. And nobody's defended him like this man has.
It should be called 790 the Tannehill for all these years of talking whether Tannehill's
no.
good or
not. No.
790 the Tannehill. We always do. Definitely not. Man, how much are Tennessee, Tobin, and Leroy swaggering around today?
Oh,
they're mocking Miami hard.
You idiots. It'll cost us a fourth round pick. Huh?
Yeah. We'll wait till they pay him instead of Derrick Henry. See how that works out.
Science. Proven science is what's happening over here with Tennessee.
Yeah,
exposing the Dolphins.
Yeah, apparently proven science is right now the proven science is have a running back who's also the most impossible thing to tackle in the sport.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
And he threw a touchdown pass too.
Texter, oh my God, that jump pass to full Tebow style. This is Tebow. I mean, they were impressed with so many dumb things with Tebow. A jump pass. Derrick Henry's like, have you ever done that before? I'll figure it out. Not that hard. Tebow, they were just like, ooh, Jesus did it. Unbelievable. Texter writes in, Derrick Henry would make Cleo Lemon a better quarterback. I feel like he'd make everybody a better quarterback.
Yes.
He's amazing.
Yes. That's what teams usually do.
He's amazing.
That's what teams usually do. Hence Brad Johnson. Hence Jeff Hostetler. Hence Trent Dilfer. Okay? They all Super Bowl champs. So That's been my only point.
Robbie, you are reserved to the fact because first of all, you have two forces of nature in your philosophy book that go down this weekend. You have one, anti-Dolphins is a powerful force, and two, Andy Reid. So like you, when Magnificent Seven, like I'm not gonna ask you to give your prediction, but like I have a feeling like it's obviously gonna be Tennessee gonna roll.
Of course, because that's the only way thing that could happen.
This is all.
It's too poetic.
It's too many powers of nature just coming together, where Andy Reid is going to be sitting here, and everybody was just crushing Andy Reid, rightfully so, 24-0, and it just it's like, what did he have to do? Andy Reid out there not catching a punt? Like, it was so unfair that poor Andy Reid is just sitting there watching what was happening to his Kansas City Chiefs. And I mean, man, when you guys sent me those odds, I was a little flustered by it. I got to be honest with you, because I thought it was over.
Yeah, because I think Leroy said he'd take the Chiefs to win the rest of the game if he got odds, and looked up the live betting at the game, and the Chiefs were only like a +235 underdog to win the game outright, and they were down 21 points.
Patrick Mahomes plays with like just such a whatevs with the way he throws. It's just he's so cool the way he plays quarterback.
Is
so cool.
And then could you imagine why when they were showing him on the sidelines you couldn't hear what he was saying? I just had the feeling like a Muppet was, you know, like,
hey, come again, guys.
We're tremendous.
You ready to get into four down territory, man?
Yes.
Oh,
all right. Yes. Leroy's gonna break down a little bit of what went down this football weekend coming up for us next. All right, everybody, it's Tobin and Leroy here with you on the ticket. We're going to give you a chance to win $1,000 coming up in about 20 minutes.
There it is.
Oh, is that the Earl Thomas? Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh. I feel kind of exhausted from all the football this weekend, and we got more football tonight.
Hell yeah.
Come on, football tonight.
Wow.
Now, I need Ed Orgeron to be champion tonight.
Oof.
I need
Could you imagine Ed Orgeron and Patrick Mahomes doing a commercial together?
I'm a new All-State, Tiger. He sounds like a tiger. We like the tiger.
Oh, by the way,
what?
Where was I was listening to something. Oh, I was watching the news. And they called them Mahomes.
They called them Mahomes?
Local news. They called them Patrick Mahomes.
Not because isn't that what the agent calls him?
Huh?
Isn't that what the agent calls him in the commercial?
No, this was news.
Oh, like they were serious.
Regular news.
They were serious.
Yes.
That's awesome. They don't let Patrick Mahomes talk very much in that commercial.
What?
I figured
you got the sultry voice of Aaron Rodgers, or you got a Muppet.
All-State.
You're good hands.
Yeah, you like the All-State too, Tiger. You're gonna need some All-State down in the Bayou tonight. There's a lot of destruction. Celebration ride.
Wait, there can't be any destruction because the picture you showed me of a guy.
Oh my God!
He's got a thong on, dude, right?
Yeah, I'm sure people have seen it by now. The Levitard Show retweeted it.
There's a tiger tail.
There is a guy who looks just like Greg Cody down right now on Bourbon Street.
Cody.
No, he looks like Greg Cody.
Greg Cody.
He's got the glasses on.
Oh,
Papa Cody.
And wait. He's got a thong on with a tiger tail and tiger shoes, a drink in his hand. He's just walking down the street in the French Court.
It's right? Unbelievable.
It's
and he has nipple pasties on. Tassels. That's going to be Ed Orgeron.
I wonder at what point during that whole process when you say, you know, really put this over the top, nipple pasties. like, come on.
Oh, man. All right. What do you got, man?
All right. What a weekend of football. Divisional playoffs did not disappoint. The 49ers ran the ball down the Vikings' throat. The Titans did the same to the Ravens. And what some would consider a big upset, the Chiefs spotted the Texans 24 points only to beat them by 20. And the solid 13-3 Packers just keep winning. First down.
First down.
This is probably the game that frustrated me the most, simply because if you're a Dolphins fan, you've seen this game before. The other team dominates the line of scrimmage. You don't get very many plays. You can't do anything offensively. The 49ers ran the ball 47 times.
Yeesh.
That's all you need to know. I thought that's what the Vikings would do, but they could never get anything going. And when a team runs the ball more times than you get plays, you have an idea how that game's going to go.
Oh, boy.
So, I think the Vikings had 45 plays, and the 49ers ran it 47 times. So, that's like, yeah, you don't have a chance there. Second down.
Check it out.
The Titans did it again. Lamar did it again. If I said that, you would think the Ravens destroyed the Titans. Let me add, Ryan Tannehill only threw 14 passes. The story of the game is not Lamar Jackson with over 500 total yards. It was Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry, 30 carries for 195 yards. And I can't remember the last time he ran for less than 160.
Ryan Tannehill is basically going to Bob Greasy his ass to a Super Bowl championship.
Pretty much. Pretty much. And he can be the play-by-play for the Titans.
How about Lamar Jackson having to throw it 60 times?
So you're telling me Ryan Tannehill is going to be in 20 years, we're going to have Ryan Tannehill going, oh, no. When the Titans score a touchdown, that's right. What's going to be going down.
Right.
Every year, it's going to be Dick Stockton will still be there, of course, calling Titans games, and there will be Ryan.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. What happened, Bob? They just did something good. Oh, I don't know, Ryan.
Oh, no.
All you need to know about Derrick Henry is nobody can tackle him in the fourth quarter. He grinds and wears on you, and then in the fourth quarter where it matters, he takes over the game. Lamar had some costly turnovers, and the Ravens as a whole had a lot of untimely penalties, which played right into the hands of the Titans.
Yeesh.
Third down.
Third down!
Pretty exciting game in Kansas City.
Just a bit, just a bit.
The Texans took a 24-0 lead in the second quarter with a series of mistakes by the Chiefs. Two turnovers in their own end zone, a block punt, and it looked as if this game was over. The Chiefs then went on to outscore the Texans.
The Texans then decided, hey, let's fake punt it. You know.
Right. Wait. For what? 51-7 the rest of the game.
For what?
And scored four times in the second quarter and had the lead by halftime. The tide turned, right, when the Texans tried a fake punt and didn't get it. And what was one of the best open field tackles you will see? Because I can tell you, it was 4th and 2, 4th and 3, and that guy had open field with only one chance of being tackled, and he got tackled. That's why you don't run fake plays without guys who handle the ball.
Yeah. Not when you're up by 17.
Perhaps the lesson in today, because of Ryan Tannehill, should not be to label people of who sucks and doesn't suck. But Bill O'Brien sucks.
Yeah.
I feel like I yell at my television with him doing stuff all the time. And I don't like his ass chin. I'm just going to be honest.
Right.
I don't like it.
All right. Fourth down.
Fourth down.
The Packers won this game, but this was a pretty very easy, a pretty even game. When you think about time of possession, total yards, rushing yards, the difference was simply red zone. Seattle had to kick one field goal, and the Packers didn't. They scored whenever they had opportunities. The Seahawks came up short again one time. I'm like many people, and I doubted the Packers, but it's something to be said about a team that keeps winning games. They keep winning. They find ways to win. Devontae Parker is a stud.
Devontae Parker is a stud, too, for the Dolphins.
I know.
Devontae Adams is a stud. But they had, who is it, Tyler Lockett?
For the Seahawks?
Yeah.
Did Devontae Parker have an inappropriate endorsement for Ryan Tannehill this weekend, or is his guy Fitzpatrick? He'd never flirt with anybody else.
Well, I mean,
because Mike Wallace supporting Ryan Tannehill makes no sense.
Makes no sense. But that's what happens when you forget. You know, you do that sometimes. You forget some of the things you've said in the past, and then you jump on a bandwagon and realize that, wait a minute, you probably shouldn't be on that bandwagon. You just let that bandwagon go.
What about the Grimes family? Did Mrs. Grimes come out and when she said that Ryan Tannehill was mocking the practice squad players? Did we get any story? Did she support Ryan Tannehill now? Is it anybody else coming out of the woodwork to say they always had Tannehill's back? Incognito. Anybody? Just looking around.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just checking out.
Right. Now, here's the setup for next week. Right? We have the early game is the AFC, right? Kansas City against Tennessee.
Yes, it is.
And then the late game is Green Bay visiting San Francisco.
Yep.
Two run teams and two teams that can do a little bit of everything.
Exciting, man.
We'll see. Because guess what? For all the trash that everybody talks about not having a running back, if you have one, you're doing quite well in the playoffs.
San Francisco has three.
Right. Which I never – like, man, they had guys hurt. And they got – still have – like – what happened there?
Super Bowl week's going to be very weird with Ryan Tannehill in it for us down here. It's going to be a very strange week. You know, a lot of people are going to be like, oh, I obviously want the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. I don't know if I do. I kind of, like, I now root for content, and other than Patrick Mahomes' voice, I don't know what else you got for me, Chiefs.
I mean Damian Williams.
That's my question. Can we look at these games and, based on what we know of what has transpired with the running game, pick the games just based on who can run the ball the best?
Yeah, I'd be worried about it. Who stops that guy?
Right. So, according to that, if we just basically go with that, it's going to be San Francisco and Tennessee in the Super Bowl. Right?
If you go on our running game, yes, that's the Super Bowl.
Okay.
You know, Aaron Jones is pretty solid, too.
What I mean, but they don't run it. They're not going to ever commit to the run like that. They only need to be competent, though.
Yeah.
Green Bay is a little bit different in that if they just have a decent run game, it does so much more for their passing game. But if they have no run game, then that's when Aaron Rodgers gets in a little trouble.
We will give you your chance to win $1,000. A lot of things to catch up on in the world of sports. Robbie will have your headlines for you, but your chance to win $1,000 comes up in about 10 minutes' time, so be listening.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.